Sagt der Gemisch der Weiter, man sagt es, Brachais Perik Ches Mishnah Zayin. You finish eating, you're supposed to bench, and you're supposed to bench before you leave the place where you ate. What if a person forgot? Misha Achel, if someone ate, a Suda v'shachach, and he forgot, v'loy Berech, and he did not bench. Then he realizes, hi, I didn't bench. B'shamay, and the B'shamay say, yachzer l'makaymai. Make an about face. Return to the place where you ate. Yivarach and bench over there. Basilim and the Basil say, you attack is supposed to bench before you left. But the Maisi, we won't make you go back. Basilim and the Basil say, Yivarach b'makam sheniskar. You can say the brach in the place where you remembered. You don't have to go back. Would it be the right thing to go back? Yes. If someone does go back, that's his shvach. But he's not mechuyev to go back. This is only if he forgot. Let's say he didn't forget. Let's say he was in a rush. And he left. And he says, you know, really didn't have time to bench. But he knew he was leaving without benching. Then according to everyone, he has to go back. It's only if he left b'shoigig, by mistake, that the Bishil will say, maybe a good thing to go back, but we can't obligate you to do so. Frek the Mishnah Vayter, Adem say Yimavarech, until when can he say Birchas HaMazayin? In other words, when he finishes the Suda, how long do you have to still be able to say Birchas HaMazayin? Obviously, there's a shir. You can't say today, 2 days ago I didn't bench. You can't bench now for 2 days ago. So what is the shir? Zak the Mishnah, the shir is Ad until Kadesh is Akel HaMazayin Shebe Meyav. Until the food in his stomach has been digested. Yisakel means to digest, Hamazon means the food, Shabimeyav, in his stomach. How do I know if the food in my stomach has been digested or not? Sakta batinur, as long as he didn't become hungry, that's a sign he didn't digest the food yet. And he can still say Berchas Hamazon. So, chazring over our Mishnah, if somebody forgot, again, this is important, he forgot to bench, and he already left, does he have to go back to bench? The Beshami say yes. The Basil say he doesn't have to. If he goes back, he should be praised. If he does go back, but we're not obligating him to go back. Again, this is only if he left because he forgot. If he left b'mezid, he just didn't have time to bench, and now he wants to know what to do, now he decided he has time to bench, then according to everyone, he has to go back. Until when can he bench? Until the food is digested, and that means until he's hungry. If he's not hungry, that means the food wasn't digested yet, and that's learned from the pasuk v'yachalta v'savata v'hirachta. As long as you're Savat, as long as you're still full, you can still bench. Some say the shir is 72 minutes. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Kuf, Pei Dalet, Simchav, different shittas about this. Now let me tell you an interesting story the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us, and this is on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, if you want to look it up, that there were two Talmidim. One of them, although he forgot to bench B'shagig, went back, and he found an Arnaka de Dehava. Found a wallet filled with gold. And another person left b'mezid. He knew he didn't bench yet. They said, the Beis Hillel, you know, it's okay. Even though he was wrong. It's not what the Beis Hillel say. The Beis Hillel say, you're not allowed to leave to start with. And if you left b'mezid, you have to go back. And what happened to him was, v'achla arya, a lion ate him. Then the Gemara tells us that Abba Barachana was traveling with a caravan. And they kept going, and he didn't bench. He said, what should I do? If I tell them, I have to go back to bench. They're going to say, bench over here. Hashem is all over. What's the problem? So you know what he told them? He said, I had a golden dove and I left it there. They said, a golden dove? Aye. Of course for a golden dove will help you. We'll wait for you till you come back. So he went back to bench and guess what? He found the golden dove. And the Gemara says, that's because Knesset Yisrael is compared to a yayna, to a dove. Just like a dove, its wings protected. Klal Yisrael also, its mitzvahs protected.